This Saturday, violinist Tim Fain will be performing with the Wyoming Symphony in Casper. Fain's work has ranged from the traditional to the cutting edge, using screens, virtual reality, and artificial intelligence in his musical creations. He joined me to discuss his music, and we started by talking about his violin. It's on loan to him from the Stradivarius Society of Chicago, and was made by Francesco Gobetti in 1717.
The Gobetti, which of course just turned 300 last year, is one of the most special violins I've ever played on. I have a feeling when I'm performing on it that I'm in a way communing with another being, another soul. At times, she's one to contend with, but for the most part, we agree. And I think as a player, one of the things that really is incredibly satisfying is you find an instrument on which you can achieve the things that you hear, sounds that you imagine, and you begin this relationship of music making. And I feel as if this instrument particularly really is a violin on which I can really be myself and really push this instrument to the limits. I very rarely experience the outer limit of expression and tone that this instrument can accommodate.
You do a lot of very diverse work as a musician, and some of it's been pretty unusual, your concert portal, bringing together live music with screens and pre-recorded elements and videos. And you've also collaborated with jazz musicians and even an AI robot. How do you see the importance of bringing this 300-year-old instrument and classical music into the 21st century and challenging it?
I feel that a lot of this is just a merging of some of my different fascinations, some of my different interests. I get a kick out of bringing the violin, an acoustic instrument, particularly the instrument I play on, into the context of cutting edge technology, let's say virtual reality, for example. And I have improvised with Shimon, was its name, marimba playing AI robot. Really convincing. The programming team had fed it a lot of bebop jazz. It was like improvising with an extremely talented seventh grader. Very facile, very quick. I think also Gio and the team who were working on Shimon were looking at AI not as a technology that would necessarily replace musicians, but a tool for us to use to really augment and expand the palette of sounds and techniques that we can use to create our music.
Switching gears just a little bit, one thing you've done a lot of is work in movies. Black Swan, 12 Years a Slave, Bee Season. How is that process different than it is performing live in front of an audience?
Working in film is a little bit more like working on a recording project, being in a studio, performing oftentimes just for a few people or, you know, for a film crew in a very closed environment. Sometimes I feel as if I have to work myself up. I have to find a state of mind and a state in which I feel in my mind and in my heart that there's something very raw. There's something a bit volatile, something almost about to come unhinged. And in those moments, I can recreate to some extent the excitement of being on a stage or being within a group of people performing live. And so when I'm working in film, and actually a lot of the times, let's say working on Moonlight, for example, fantastic film for any of you who haven't seen it, just a beautiful, beautiful story. And Nicholas Britell, who wrote the score, had brought me on pretty early in the project to think of the violin almost as a character in that film. There were a lot of discussions about how the violin could be chopped and screwed, and this was like a technique in hip-hop to really slow down music. It brings about this almost hyper-masculinity in the music and this very slow but very dark kind of technique. texture. Sometimes the moments that I'm most satisfied with recording or working for film come from a place of imbalance, a place of longing.
Can you talk a little bit about the concerto you'll be performing Saturday with the Wyoming Symphony and Casper?
I think this concerto really pushes this late romantic musical symphonic writing to just about the outer limits. Within that, it's extremely lyrical, just a wonderful piece. The interplay between the violin and the orchestra is really, this piece is a conversation.
Tim, it's been such a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much. Well, it's a real pleasure speaking with you, and I hope you're able to come and check out the show.
Tim Fain will be performing the Sibelius Violin Concerto with the Wyoming Symphony at the John F. Welsh Auditorium in Casper, Saturday, December 1st at 7:30 p.m.